don't know, more like them. We'll take it up after this.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Police are trying to find out who vandalized a Silver Spring church over the weekend, scrawling the words, quote, Trump Nation, whites only, on a banner in front of the church and again on a church wall. It happened at the Episcopal Church of Our Savior on Powder Mill Road in Silver Spring. A church spokesman says about 80% of the church's members are immigrants. President-elect Trump last night on CBS's 60 Minutes denounced acts of violence or harassment carried out by his supporters and told them, quote, don't do it. Mr. Trump was also asked if he regrets any of the things he said about Hillary Clinton during the campaign.
I can't regret. No, I wish it were softer. I wish it were nicer. I wish maybe even it was more in policy or whatever you want to say. But but I will say that it really is something that I'm very proud of. I mean, it was a tremendous campaign.
That 60 Minutes interview was Mr. Trump's first sit-down TV interview since winning the election. New York, L.A., Philadelphia, San Francisco, and other cities continue to see anti-Donald Trump protests. Immigrants, their advocates, and other opponents spoke out over the weekend against the president-elect's support of deportation and other measures. Most of the latest protests were peaceful. Montgomery County police are looking for witnesses in a double stabbing yesterday afternoon outside the Wheaton Metro Station. One of the victims was a teenager. Both reportedly suffered life-threatening injuries. Authorities say it happened near the bus bays along Veers Mill Road around 3:30 yesterday. The D.C. Council today is looking into allowing the owners of Nationals Park to install huge new electronic billboards on the stadium's exterior. But the idea is getting some pushback.
Washington is really becoming a victim of the billboard industry.
While other cities have been cutting back on billboards, Meg McGuire with the Committee of 100 on the Federal City says D.C.'s moving in the opposite direction.
Since 2000, we've been putting up outdoor advertising at an alarming rate.
And the light pollution would be extreme.
This light penetrates hotel windows, office windows, residences. The citizens down there have really risen up against this proposal.
She says neighborhoods stop becoming walkable and quaint when you add in these monstrous billboards. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Kirk Cousins threw for 2 touchdowns as the Redskins handed the Minnesota Vikings their 4th straight loss.
It was a big win. They're all big. You know, it took everybody. I'm really pleased with the way the team played and the way we were able to find a way to get a win.
Dustin Hopkins kicked 4 field goals and scored all of the Redskins' points in the second half. Next Sunday night, the Skins host Green Bay. At least 2 people are dead after a pair of earthquakes shook part of New Zealand early today.
The whole hotel was asleep, and my mum was saying, earthquake, earthquake. So we jumped up and stood in the door for a few seconds and then headed down the stairs very quickly. And the whole building was swaying. We're on the 8th floor tonight, unfortunately, so we're not going back up in a hurry.
New Zealand Prime Minister John Key is traveling to the earthquake scene today to survey the damage. Opponents of the natural gas drilling technique known as fracking are holding events across Maryland today. State environmental regulators are preparing to publish proposed rules for issuing fracking permits. The events include a rally this afternoon at the Baltimore office of Democratic State Senator Joan Conway, who chairs the Senate's Environment Committee. The Don't Frack Maryland Coalition is asking Conway to support a permanent ban on fracking. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,848. The NASDAQ at 52,37. Sports, the Redskins pick up their 5th win. The Eagles and Cowboys also win. The Seahawks beat the Patriots in the late game. Caps and Wizards both had the night off. And the Nationals sign outfielder Chris Heisey to a new 1-year deal. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college and to the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is King Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395, trying to get up onto the 14th Street Bridge. Before you get there, the crash activity was blocking one lane. 66, we have that activity on the shoulder, not blocking anything for the past hour. Just past Business 234, but that's our focal point of delays. Just after you come out of Gainesville, so it's giving us definitely extra pressure here early on. So be prepared for that. 66 on Route 7, an unusual backup eastbound as you come up to the intersection of Belmont Ridge Road because of the accident. You can get by, but slowly, so extra patience. Getting out of Leesburg, Route 7 east as you come up to Belmont Ridge Road. And keep alert, Maryland 95, southbound, south of the ICC as you pass Powder Mill Road. That's where you had the crash on the shoulder. Traffic update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Be thankful for Dickie's Barbecue this Thanksgiving. At Dickie's.com, you can order holiday meats and meals for Thanksgiving Day. Dickie's has holiday ham, smoked and Cajun fried turkeys, and new prime rib. Order a la carte, as a meal, or as a feast. Order Thanksgiving at Dickies.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
As low pressure moves up the coast, increasing clouds today with a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 57. Rain tonight, mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 30 in Herndon, 30 in Germantown, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dickies Barbecue. More anti-Donald Trump protests over the weekend, but they're peaceful. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07 on Mornings on the Mall, where we are as peaceful as a defaced, vandalized building and a bonfire in a city street. That's how peaceful we are. Coming up this morning at 7:05, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney, will be our guest. 7:35, Trevor Maddich will give us the breakdown on yesterday's Redskins victory. 8:05, David Martosko from the Daily Mail, who covered the Trump campaign. And at 8:35, and now he's covering the Trump transition. And at 8:35, speaking of that transition, Sean Spicer has worked with Reince Priebus for over 5 years at the RNC. We will get his take on his boss being named chief of staff. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, in fact, talking about the transition, Donald Trump has made a couple of announcements about who's going to be in a couple of key positions there. The word is that Reince Priebus is going to be his chief of staff. He's going to be the person who is the gatekeeper, the timekeeper, keeps the trains running on time at the Trump White House. Reince Priebus from the RNC, and the chief strategist, the man who will come in every day and have a conversation with Donald Trump about what the strategy ought to be, will be Stephen Bannon, a man who was a key player in his campaign. So what do you think about these two decisions? The first decision, of course, the first executive decision that Donald Trump made was the selection of Mike Pence to be his running mate. And I think we all sort of, in retrospect, think that was a pretty good decision. These are his next two decisions. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let me tell you what are being said. Remember election night? You should know that this was sort of a telling moment. Donald Trump takes to the stage, and one of the first things he does is call over Reince Priebus.
Reince is a superstar, but I said, they can't call you a superstar, Reince, unless we win. But I'll tell you, Reince is really a star, and he is the hardest working guy. And in a certain way, I did this. Reince, come up here. Where is Reince? Get over here, Reince. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Say something.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
So there was, you know, you knew something was, there was some love there between the Donald and Reince.
I've heard that Reince Priebus and Donald Trump were pretty much joined at the hip for the last several months of this campaign.
Yeah.
Since the convention on.
And so that is why I think Donald Trump reached out and said, I want you to be my chief of staff. And as for Stephen Bannon, who was, of course, best known perhaps for running the Breitbart organization, here's what Kellyanne Conway had to say about Stephen Bannon.
The thing about Steve Bannon that people don't understand is that in this campaign, he's been the general, and he's worked very closely with Reince Priebus and the rest of us. Bannon has a background as a naval officer, a Goldman Sachs managing partner. He's been successful in Hollywood as well. And people don't know that about him because it's just so easy if you don't know someone to always think of the negative.
And listen, there you have it. I'd like to know what you think about it. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. I actually think a very good decision with Reince Priebus. I don't know Stephen K. Bannon that much. I, you know, you hear some things about him being a rather prickly guy. Is maybe that's the right word to use. But you can't argue with the success that he's had. He certainly has been able to take that campaign, which was struggling for a while, it seemed, and turn it around and run it in a direction that ended in victory for Donald Trump. So I give him his due, and I'm anxious to learn more about Stephen Bannon. I think Reince Priebus is a brilliant idea, and a lot of people say, well, he's an insider, you know, he's the establishment. No, you need somebody, you know, you can't come into this town and be an effective president without having good relationships all over this town. And one of the most key relationships that he brings to the table is his relationship with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, who ain't going anywhere. So I think that was a brilliant idea. Well, time will tell, but I'm encouraged by what I've seen thus far.
We have our first two choices from President-elect Trump. So do you have an opinion on them? Up or down? Thumbs up, thumbs down? Yes or no? Good or bad? Happy, concerned. Reince Priebus as chief of staff and Steve Bannon as special, what is the
strategist? Chief strategist.
Chief strategist. 888-630-WMAL. You know, you say Steve Bannon's prickly. I don't think I'm speaking out of school. First of all, for full disclosure, I worked with Steve Bannon back in the day when I worked at Breitbart News. I worked with Andrew Breitbart. I saw Steve Bannon come into the company, and after Andrew's tragic death, Steve took over the company, and about 10 months later, I left the company. I'm not speaking out of school when I say his bedside manner leaves much to be desired. I think that's fair to say. I think that's fair to say. But you know what? That's not necessarily a bad thing in this town.
Not necessarily, no.
So you know,
Could it be a good cop, bad cop kind of thing they got going here?
Maybe. This is a very bizarre thing for me personally, because I never thought I would be in a position where people that I know really well and have worked with very closely are now suddenly taking the reins of power at the future White House. It's a very bizarre thing. So I am trying hard to remove my own personal experience and look at this with an open mind. It seems to me that Steve Bannon has been assigned the David Axelrod, Karl Rove, Paul Begala position
right.
in the White House, which is you were a big part of the campaign, and now as the new president begins, you're going to stay in the White House to continue giving some oversight and political advice.
That's right.
Seems like a good fit. Let's see what happens with that. As far as Reince Priebus, I know that a lot of people are concerned, oh, he's already going to the establishment. He's already grabbing someone, a Washington insider. He said he was going to drain the swamp. Listen, I think that Reince Priebus, though, yes, is a member of the current Republican establishment in town, I think Reince Priebus was a pretty effective RNC chairman when all is said and done. Now, looking back retroactively, I think he ran as fair a primary as possible. I will also say, I don't know this for sure, but my hunch is when this all started, Donald Trump was not Reince Priebus' first choice for the Republican nomination. I don't think he was the second choice. I don't think he was the third choice. Pretty sure he wasn't the 14th choice for Reince Priebus. But when Donald Trump won, he said he's our nominee without any equivocation. He's our nominee. We got to coalesce behind him. And even during the campaign, he criticized him sometimes. And I think there's this, he's a big man. He can take criticism. When Ronald Reagan won in 1980, he picked James Baker. James Baker met George Herbert Walker Bush in the 50s as tennis partners at the Houston Country Club.
Right.
He then worked on George Bush's congressional campaign, and out of his office, I believe, he worked on the Nixon campaign. You couldn't have found a more inside Washington chief of staff. The chief of staff is not a big ideas guy. The chief of staff doesn't say, you know, I'm a you know, conservative doctrinaire, and you've got to follow me, Mr. President. I'm going to express these visions. No, he needs to get things done. And I think Reince Priebus will get things done.
And, you know, one of the things you have to be able to do in this town, it's a town with some very big egos. You got to be able to manipulate and work around all of those egos. And I think that's one of the things that Reince Priebus has shown that he can do. He can walk in those circles and be effective. So I think that was a pretty good choice. Well, listen, the phone lines are open. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. We have our two big first announcements. Do you like them or do you dislike them? Let us know your thoughts.
It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, we're pretty much liking the start of this early ride here. Maryland will start first. Baltimore-Washington Parkway without any troubles. 29 out of Columbia down to the Beltway. Good. Now, the Beltway starts to see a little bit of volume form. This is time of the morning as you come through College Park and into Silver Spring. Start to see the brake lights. A little bit of a distraction still on I-95 Maryland. Southbound near Powder Mill Road. That's where we had the crash. Everything should be confined to the shoulder, but back near the ICC, you'll hit some of that stop and go. 270 volume Urbana to Hyattstown. Virginia struggling a little bit here, still out of Leesburg with this crash. Eastbound Route 7 as you come up to Belmont Ridge Road. And problems still with the signal lights. Route 7 at Ashburn Village Boulevard. Police have made it there to that intersection to direct you through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got increasing clouds today and a slight chance of rain shower, high of 57 degrees. And then tonight, count on rain. In fact, steady rain overnight, low around 45 degrees. It might start, these showers, during your commute home, depending on how late you go. Tomorrow, we'll have a chance of a morning shower and then partial clearing by the afternoon. Tomorrow's high, 55. Right now, 38 degrees in your nation's capital at 6:16.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in Poly. Earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in Polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
Two big announcements from Donald Trump over the weekend. Reince Priebus will be his chief of staff. Steve Bannon will become the chief strategist within the White House. I have some questions about what's going to happen for Kellyanne Conway. We know she was a key player in this. She was the so-called Trump whisperer. A lot of people think that she'll land in a pretty high-profile job. Be interesting to see what that will be. But what do you think about the first two announcements? How about Keith in Vienna? Keith, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Mike Pence, absolutely terrific. Reince Priebus, no. During the Republican convention, he did some parliamentary maneuvers when Trump was in, basically to take more power away from the grassroots to consolidate with him. I can't wait to hear Mark Levin on this because he's going to go off.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mark does not like Reince.
Yeah. That...
Anyway, there you have it.
All right. Thank you very much, Keith.
But and I hear you, Keith, but take the Trump perspective here. See, Trump won. So Trump doesn't necessarily need to. It's hilarious. So the Cruz people and grassroots conservatives who were very interested in a floor fight in Cleveland are unhappy with Reince. And a lot of the Trump people are unhappy with Reince because he is a Republican Paul Ryan type establishment guy. But the Trump people, the actual Trump inner circle, when they look at what Reince did at the convention, from their perspective, it's like, right, he was a Trump loyalist. And that's what we want in the White House, is a Trump loyalist. So what is this guy? Is this guy a Paul Ryan establishment figure? Is he a Trump loyalist? Or is he just an insider who doesn't have any political values or core?
Well, I think he did what you're supposed to do. By and large, he stayed neutral during the primary. And when a nominee was chosen, he jumped into it full-throated, full-hearted. As you said, I've heard the same stories that Reince Priebus and Donald Trump were pretty much joined at the hip for the large part of this campaign once he became the nominee. And I guess have to say, Donald Trump, I have a lot of confidence in his executive making, decision making ability, because I mean, look at Mike Pence. I mean, when you look back on Mike Pence, he turned out to be the perfect guy for this campaign, and I think so far, we'll see.
Said before the election, whoever the next president is, we're going to be as critical as possible, and we're going to tell you what the potential speed bumps and downfalls are. There are some speed bumps with Reince Priebus. I mean, listen, if he's in Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan's back pocket, and he's got to take off the RNC hat now. His main focus doesn't need to be securing a win in the midterms.
He's an advocate for Donald Trump.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be worried about fundraising for the Republican Party. He doesn't have to worry about upsetting this demographic group. You know, this is the guy who was in charge of the autopsy after the Romney campaign. If they had followed the autopsy laid out, Jeb Bush would be our nominee, or Marco Rubio would be our nominee, and we'd probably be looking at Hillary Clinton right now for 4 years. So he's got to take that hat off, and I'm open to the idea that he will take that hat off. Donald Trump's concern for the next 2 years doesn't need to be what the midterm elections are
exactly.
in 2018. They need to be to get done what he promised to get done when he has this window of opportunity.
We got this window. You're absolutely right.
And Reince Priebus needs to be a key player in making that happen.
And I think his relationships help that, quite frankly. That's my opinion. George and Lorton, what do you think? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
I think that Reince Priebus was a genius selection. If you're going to drain the swamp, it helps to have somebody who knows the swamp, and who knows it better than Reince Priebus.
That's true.
And as chief of staff, he's going to determine who gets to spend time with the president and who doesn't. And that's a very important responsibility, being able to prioritize who gets to share time and ideas with the president.
Yeah, I mean, the old saying about chief of staff is he's the gatekeeper. So he has control over who goes and gets to meet with the president. He's the timekeeper. He's the person who makes sure that one person, you know, doesn't have too much time and other voices don't have too much time. He keeps a tab on that. And he makes the trains run on time. He is the person who makes the White House staff respond to the will of the president. He's the go-between. He's the sort of the executive of this corporation, this business that is the executive branch of the White House. I think he has the skills for that.
And with President Trump as the ultimate outsider, Reince is the ultimate insider. So you've got a Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside tandem, which is critical for success. Mm. And I don't know that Donald Trump would have won the election without all of the behind-the-scenes maneuvering from both Reince and Steve Bannon. They both deserve a lot of credit for that.
Well, George, there was definitely a late push there between Reince Priebus and Governor Pence, now Vice President-elect Pence. There was a lot of maneuvering, imploring Republicans that they need to come home, as they say, that they kept saying. And it certainly seemed to work in terms of shoring up the base in certain states. I think that Bannon could very well have been critical in opening up the conversation to new voters who had not voted for Democrats in the past in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
All right, Mike in Springfield, stay where you are. I want to hear your thought on this. Right now, it is 6:22.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
So how many wrinkles did this election season add to your appearance, right? And don't even get me started on the gray hairs. Well, let's focus on wrinkles right now because Esotique XV has a Thanksgiving blowout right now. Treat yourself to the best, most effective wrinkle treatment money can buy. That's just the way it is. I look at my face right now, and it looks like it has less wrinkles than it did when I first started Esotique XV. That's the bottom line, and I use it every day. You'll look years younger and get silky smooth skin or your money back, no questions asked. Call 800-525-2720. And with 2 weeks only, you can order Esotique XV right now. Only 2 weeks left in this order, in this deal. And you'll get the Genucel bags and puffiness treatment, and you'll also get the best-selling deep firming serum for free with your order. You get a whole lot right now if you order Esotique XV. Call them, will you? Shipping is also free. Boy, it's free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Three free gifts for trying Esotique XV. And if you're not amazed, you can have your money back. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Your kids' gaming apps could cost you thousands.
Almost $13,000 in debt.
Racked up in just 1 week. And the parents had no idea.
They don't know the difference between real money and fantasy money.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Are parents responsible for the charges? Seven on Your Side's Horace Holmes reveals your rights as a parent when you get the bill.
I was furious.
Learn how to protect yourself from the gaming app money trap. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car?
Uh-huh. Where are you going?
Washington, D.C.
That's nice. When will you be home?
I'm not sure. Could be a couple weeks.
Uh-huh. Who's going to be there?
A bunch of kids you don't know, and some guy named Alex.
Okay. Well, keys are on the counter.
Cool. Thanks.
Pay attention, because some very smart teenagers are taking a road trip to Jeopardy.
Who was James Oglethorpe?
Yes, that's it.
Catch the $100,000 Jeopardy Teen Tournament quarterfinals from Washington, D.C.
tonight at 7:30 on ABC7.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
6:25, now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, we have a crash. Fire trucks now have arrived to the scene. So if you're heading northbound, say north of Dumfries, and you're heading up into Dale City, the crash, northbound 95, Prince William Parkway, two right lanes get by. So as you're passing that Potomac Mill sign, just at a stop-and-go struggle. Once you get through there, pace pretty decent up through to the Beltway. Then on to 395, starting to see that volume and landmark slow to get across the 14th Street Bridge. We had a crash before the bridge span. They were clearing to the shoulder. 66 East out of Gainesville to Manassas, a solid lineup this morning from an earlier incident that sat on the shoulder for some time. Now that's gone. Better news, if you're heading through the Belmont area, Route 7 eastbound at Belmont Ridge Road, that crash is gone. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, filling in those delays, stop and go from 95 to Georgia Avenue. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice start to the day with sunshine here this morning, but clouds will increase throughout the day. Even a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 57. Better chance of rain tonight, mid-40s. Early shower Tuesday, otherwise decreasing clouds, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 degrees at 626.
All right, so here's the question. We have some announcements from Donald Trump. Reince Priebus, chief of staff. Steve Bannon will be the chief strategist. Do you like these? Do you have some concerns? 888-630-9625. Mike in Springfield, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Yeah, unless we all forget about the new TV show that could be formed in the White House called The Apprentice Executive Branch. Reince Priebus comes in, and he doesn't do the job according to Donald's liking and thoughts, and he's gone. I think it's pretty simple.
Well, it does seem that he's willing to make decisions. I mean, one of the decisions that was made, it hasn't been talked about a great deal, is that Chris Christie's position within the transition team has been sort of downgraded, I'm not sure what that's all about, but it seems to me that that Donald Trump is not afraid to make a decision like that. We've all seen on his show, The Apprentice, that he's willing to fire people, but I think he's also willing to do what he thinks needs to be done to make sure everything's working like it should.
Sue in Damascus, your take on Priebus and Bannon getting their first assignments in the Trump White House?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I don't really know that much about Reince Priebus except what I see from the outside, and I haven't really been too impressed, so maybe Trump sees something I don't. But for Bannon, I think he's a pretty good guy for that spot, and I know he won't take any grief from Paul Ryan.
Yeah. And, under Steve Bannon, the Breitbart site has definitely been focused on Paul Ryan quite a bit. Well, Sue says she doesn't know Reince Priebus much. Well, at 8:35, we got a guy who knows him pretty well. He's worked as his right hand man for the last 5 or 6 years now. Sean Spicer, communications director for the RNC, he'll be our guest.
It is now 6:28.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to have a changing of the guard here in Washington, D.C. Does that mean a change in the dating scene? We'll explain up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. President-elect Donald Trump's first formal TV interview since winning the election was on CBS's 60 Minutes last night, where he was asked if he will seek a special prosecutor to investigate Hillary Clinton's emails.
I'm going to think about it. I feel that I want to focus on jobs. I want to focus on health care. I want to focus on the border and immigration.
And Mr. Trump commented on the demonstrators who were upset about his win.
If Hillary had won, and if my people went out and protested, everybody would say, oh, that's a terrible thing. And it would have been a much different attitude. There is a different attitude. You know, there's a double standard here.
There were, in fact, more anti-Trump protests over the weekend in cities from New York and Philadelphia to Los Angeles and San Francisco. Most of those latest protests were peaceful. The Democratic Party is beginning the formidable task of retooling for the Donald Trump era and beyond. One of the first orders of business is choosing a new Democratic National Committee chair. Among prominent possibilities is Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison, but former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley also in the mix. Authorities say it appears New Zealand has been spared major devastation from a strong magnitude 7.8 earthquake. Officials say the tremor triggered landslides and a small tsunami, cracked apart roads and homes, and left two people dead, all while continuing to produce strong aftershocks. The Redskins handed the Minnesota Vikings a fourth straight loss while picking up their own fifth win of the season. Coach Jay Gruden.
Quite frankly, we'll enjoy this game for about 5 or 6 hours, but then we got to focus on Green Bay. We'll do our assessments later on, but I like where we are. I like where we're going. We just have to keep working and keep pushing these guys because we could do a lot better.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,848. The NASDAQ at 52,37. Sports, a win for the Redskins. Dallas and Philly also win. The late game Seattle gets by New England. Caps and Wizards both idle last night. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you, WMAL listeners. We've always known you were the best, but who would believe over 500 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's not actually so surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call Cars for Kids today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number, yes, you know the one, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, a truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's Cars with a K at carsforkids.com.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
The holidays are here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpet. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little busy around the region. Let's start Virginia with the crash. Interstate 95, I-95 northbound, heading through Dale City toward Woodbridge. We're jammed past the crash right at the Prince William Parkway. They're making some progress here. It's still just two right lanes getting by, but do watch as they're sorting things out here with the accident. Again, northbound I-95 at the Prince William Parkway, slowing passing that big Potomac McMill sign. Beyond that, little bit of volume in through Newington. 66, we're on the brakes heavy this morning out of Gainesville through Manassas from an earlier incident that sat on the shoulder for some time. Now, Maryland, I'm watching response heading down to the crash on 270 southbound, right at Montrose Road, where you merge on to 270 coming out of those local lanes. Looks like most of all that activity will be along the right side of southbound 295 before you get down to the lane divide. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound, south of 197 in the Bowie area, crash in the Laurel area, I should say. Accident reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice start to the day with sunshine here this morning, but clouds will increase throughout the day. Even a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 57. Better chance of rain tonight, mid-40s. Early shower Tuesday, otherwise decreasing clouds, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Chantilly, 27 in Beltsville, 37 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, 705, Joe DeGenova will join us. At 7:35, Trevor Maddich will talk about the Redskins' victory. At 8:05, David Martosko with the Daily Mail. Talk about all of the stuff that's going on in D.C. As we cover the transition to the Trump presidency. And at 8:35, he's worked very closely with Reince Priebus, the new chief of staff for Donald Trump. He is Sean Spicer, and he will join us, as I said, at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
That was the day before love.
Well, will D.C. no longer be as slim a pickings as it used to be if you're only interested in dating somebody of like mind? Listen, if you are a liberal Democrat in Washington, D.C., and you're looking for love with another liberal Democrat, well, you got quite a choice there. But if you're a conservative Republican and you only want to date somebody who believes with you, well, yeah, I mean, you have some narrow choices. This opens up a whole lot of questions as we have a lot more people come into town who will work for the Trump campaign and for some of the new Republican senators who just got elected. So, let's open this up to a broader question here, actually. Is this you? Do you find trouble in the Washington area? Do you find yourself having trouble finding your soulmate? If you limit your choices to someone who only agrees with you politically. 888-630-9625. Has this been a problem for you? 888-630-WMAL. This comes up because the senior politics writer for U.S. News and World Report, David Cantonese, tweeted out over the weekend, literally just watched a couple break up over Trump versus Clinton at D.C. bar. She voted for Hills, said boyfriend didn't understand her views, guy walked out. And a lot of different people responded. Nate Cohn of the New York Times said this guy is going to to have a tough time in D.C. where Trump won 4%. Kennedy's replied and said, listen, if people restrict who they date based on who you vote for, you're essentially eliminating close to half the country. Our own Heather Hunter, our executive producer here at Mornings on the Mall, responded and said the pool of Trump supporters is about to get bigger in D.C. The guy won't be hurting for dates soon. Well, is that the case? Do you limit yourself if you only look for someone who is of like political mind? And do you feel that might change? I'd love to hear all the single ladies, and some single gentlemen. Would love to hear from you about your thoughts about your prospects now that we have a new administration coming in. 888-630-WML. I have dated and been in long-term relationships with women who don't share my political views, and it was fine. It really was. We ended up getting along fine. We could overstay. It was her parents that were the problem.
Yeah.
Her brother-in-law who was the problem. The sisters who were the problem. Well, as soon as you start walking down the road of in-laws, you have issues. So who did I marry? I married a gun-toting Republican from Oklahoma whose dad is an oil man.
Yeah.
That right there, I'm solved.
And by the way, every time I see your lovely wife, I always say, man, you married up.
What about you, 888-630-WMAO?
Listen, I'm a single man in this town. And So I can tell you that...
You're getting on the Trump train now, aren't you?
I'm telling you, I've seen this thing. I've seen this thing happen where people, women say, if you're... a conservative, or if you support Donald Trump, don't even come knocking. I mean, seriously, people will say that. They actually will say
that. Oh, like on the dating apps and things like that?
Yeah, they talk about it. They're very, very, very vocal about it in this town. And so I think it does have an impact on guys who happen to be conservatives who want to date in this town. And look, you're right about this. The Republicans, for the first time in forever, are going to be in charge of the House and the Senate and the presidency, and the executive branch itself is a large number of people. But then think about this.
Since 2001, 2002, to be specific.
Yeah. And
close to forever.
That's right. Well, it's a long time. and I got to tell you, you also have, every agency in town is going to be repopulated with people.
Hopefully.
That will take a little more time.
It's one of the mistakes that past Republican presidents have made.
But that will happen. That will happen over time. And I think that what you're going to find is that, there are a lot more conservatives in this town. And if you're a conservative guy or a conservative gal who's single, hey, it just the numbers just got better for you.
And Matthew in Virginia, you're on WMAL. Are you a single man, Matthew?
No, I'm not. I'm actually very happily married now. But when I was single, I'm a libertarian with lowercase l. Have been my entire life.
Okay.
And in fact, 1988, I was the only supporter of Ron Paul for in high school. But I found it difficult because you do meet a lot of very conservative, or very Republican, very Democrat women. But I think being libertarian, at first they don't know exactly what that means, and then when you explain to them fiscal conservative, social liberal, let free people be free, they tend to come around. Even the most hardcore Democrats, I found when I was dating, would come around and not look be so hostile. It really does seem to be a hostility between Democrat and Republican more. It's almost
it's
almost like a football game. Like you want to fight over your football team,
Right, right. But the stakes are a little higher. But Matthew, so when you're wooing a woman, part of the wooing process, to convince her to consider you as some sort of romantic interest or a mate, you're also wooing her on your ideas. On your perspective, on your point of view for a world in our society.
And well, I think as a libertarian,
I think that can be pretty hot.
Yeah, as a libertarian,
probably gets
you
things going.
Because you're actually talking on an intellectual level. You're not just arguing how you feel about something necessarily. You're actually talking about it on a rational basis.
But then when you can bring feelings into it, and, it'll sort of, I can see it, over a glass of wine and a fire in the fireplace and a nice romantic dinner, and you start talking about, the gold standard. There's nothing better than libertarian hot talk there, getting a guy going, right?
Yeah, no.
You lean forward and say, "Have you ever read Atlas Shrugged?" Let me read you my favorite passage. This always gets me in the mood. I'm kidding you, Matthew. I'm sure that it's a cool thing. And we're very excited about all of you single men and women who might have a little different pool to draw from now.
It's 6:44.
IT professionals with a top secret clearance in Polygraph earn free family medical insurance and a sign-on bonus of up to $25,000. Apply at GH Engineering. Top secret clearance in Polygraph. Apply now. GHEngineering.com.
Do your carpets need a truly deep cleaning? Now is the time before the holidays. Before the holidays, Zero Res is ready to help with a really generous deal, the Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. Call and book your cleaning today. Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you'll save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Everyone wins. Trust me, Zero Res, their clean is amazing. There is no clean like a Zero Res clean. They've cleaned my carpets. They leave them fresh, smelling soft, feeling soft, smelling fresh. It's hard to feel fresh and smell soft, but you know my point. And the carpets look brand new again. If you don't have carpet, by the way, Zero Res can still help. They can bring the shine back to hardwoods, tile, and grout too. Zero Res always guarantees their work. Don't delay. Get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 1010 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimum supply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call now. The pre-holiday appointments are booking fast. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, keep alert with the crash now southbound on 270. Before you get down to that lane divide, right near Montrose Road along the right side, and if you're merging off of those local lanes near Montrose and trying to get onto the main lines of 270, it gives you very short distance of merging, so be very careful. Again, 270 southbound before the lane divide. Soon to link up with these delays coming out of Germantown. Now, we do have the volume delays on the Beltway heading through Silver Spring, heading to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road, and briefly in Annandale. On Interstate 95, Virginia, trying to get into Woodbridge, the accident still have the left lane blocked. We still see a lot of flashing lights here through Dale City up to the crash at the Prince William Parkway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the increase for us here today. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 57. Better chance of rain tonight, middle 40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Products.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Katy Perry is my political hero today.
Now, oh, really?
Now, hear me out.
Wait
for
a
moment.
I'm not sure I understand.
Yeah, she was with her. Let's face it. Katy Perry was a huge supporter of Hillary Clinton. She went and sang at some of the rallies. Some of those rallies, by the way, Hillary Clinton even showed up at. It was really impressive.
Yeah.
And she was a big star there at the convention. And she's just been all over the place promoting Hillary Clinton. But, of course, since Hillary Clinton lost the election, I guess you could say that Hillary is, well, the one that got away for Katy. But she is not letting that stop her political activism, and this is where I want to give her some credit.
All right.
She has made a huge donation to Planned Parenthood. Well, $10,000. It's not insignificant at all. I'm thinking Katy has a little bit more than that. But she left this note on Instagram, and she said, "I'm grateful for and stand in support of Planned Parenthood, for giving Katherine Hudson the knowledge to plan and for continuing to be a haven," of course talking about her mother, haven for women to learn all options for the future. And she says, "Now more than ever, we need to protect and create safe places for each other. I hope I can help inspire you to make a gift as well and become a member and an ally." Now, before you all roll your eyes at this, listen, I'm no fan of Planned Parenthood, and I despise what they do, but let's face it, there are millions and millions and millions of people out here that think Planned Parenthood is just the greatest thing our country has to offer. You saw the Planned Parenthood leadership standing beside Hillary Clinton at all of those rallies that she did, even some of them she attended. And they all want federal funding for Planned Parenthood. Well, Donald Trump and the Republicans are looking at targeting federal funding for Planned Parenthood. And hopefully, within these first 2 years, in the first budget, the federal funding for Planned Parenthood will dry up. Well, this is a brilliant thing.
Right.
if Katy Perry wants Planned Parenthood to stick around, she should reach into her pocket and donate money to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and for those of us who have problems with this, let us not do that.
Exactly. We can donate to who we want to donate. Katy Perry and her Hollywood friends who think that abortion is the greatest thing in the world, they can donate to who they want to donate and leave our tax dollars out of it.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all we're asking, in fact. If Planned Parenthood can't exist without federal funding, well, what does that tell you about this organization? Now, I'm thinking that Barbara Streisand and Alec Baldwin and Bruce Springsteen and Jay-Z and Beyonce and all of these celebrities who are very rich, and by the way, Warren Buffett could keep Planned Parenthood operating every year with one check.
That's right.
So leave my tax dollars out of it, make your donations, and everybody's happy. Isn't this a beautiful thing?
I think it's a good idea.
Thank you, Katy Perry.
It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you hiring? I mean, maybe Donald Trump should use this thing. You know, because right now, if you're hiring, you know that the thing you got to do is you got to get your request for the person you're looking for on a lot of different job sites. You can't just go to one. Right now, you can do that pretty easily. You can post your job on all the top job sites with ZipRecruiter.com. Post to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post one time and then watch as your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You know, you're not going to be overwhelmed with a bunch of emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates. You can rate them and decide which ones you like, which ones are, you know, not going to make the cut, and you can hire the right person quickly. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. What do they know that you don't know? You need to try ZipRecruiter. Right now, you can do it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter's for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time to try it for free, ZipRecruiter.com/report.
Your kids' gaming apps could cost you thousands.
Almost $13,000 in debt.
Racked up in just 1 week, and the parents had no idea.
They don't know the difference between real money and fantasy money.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Are parents responsible for the charges? Seven on Your Side's Horace Holmes reveals your rights as a parent when you get the bill.
I was furious.
Learn how to protect yourself from the gaming app money trap. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. When it comes to roofing, beware of winter. That's when shingles crack and create gaps where water and ice cause damage. If you think your roof has a problem, don't make it suffer through one more winter. The longer you wait, the more expensive your replacement's going to be. Call now and qualified customers will receive 0% interest and no payments for one full year. Replace your roof now, pay for it next year. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLacombeDesign.com.
What the heck's going on with your money today? Will the rally continue? Here's Chuck Campbell from CNBC. He'll let us know.
Fingers crossed. We got the rally futures pointing to a higher open again. In fact, the Dow could cross 19,000 before the week is out. Think back to March when we hit bottom. Samsung's buying audio giant Harman for $8 billion so it can get more business in the market for electronics that run our cars and trucks. German's industrial giant Siemens buying Oregon-based Mentor Graphics, $4.5 billion. Mentor makes software used to test and design automation systems. For the second time in about a year, teen retailer American Apparel has filed for bankruptcy protection. Canada clothing company Gildan is buying the brand from American Apparel, but not the stores. A German newspaper says BMW plans to sell 100,000 electric cars next year. That's the same number it's sold in the past 3 years. And post-election, the movie business was booming this weekend, up 50% from the same weekend a year ago. Top movie, Doctor Strange, pulled in $43 million for Disney. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
655, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we have a couple tough spots. Maryland, but I want you to know that the crash is out of the travel lanes on 270 southbound. Get ready because you need more time than you normally need during the commute. 270 south at Montrose Road, right as you come up toward the 270 spur, side of the crash now on the shoulder. Big delays though as you come south out of the Clarksburg area. Around the Beltway, looks like we have a crash now as you come around from FedEx Field, heading past 50, the John Hanson Highway toward 450. Do watch. All right, near Annapolis Road, we have a crews responding. On the shoulder, the crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound, south of 197. And Virginia, 95 northbound, still working the crash in the left lane, northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice start to the day with sunshine here this morning, but clouds will increase throughout the day, even a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 57. Better chance of rain tonight, mid-40s. Early shower Tuesday, otherwise decreasing clouds, mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's getting chillier, 37 degrees at 657.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Cry-ins, therapy dogs, and canceled classes. It's all the rage on America's college campuses after Donald Trump's historic upset. Dozens of students at Cornell University gathered on campus for a cry-in to mourn the results of Donald Trump's victory last week. Cornell provided the sensitive students with tissues and hot chocolate. I wish I were kidding. At the University of Kansas, students were reminded that therapy dogs were available for comfort. At the University of Michigan, a faculty member there said, "People are feeling like there has been a loss." She said students talked about how progress was now being reversed. One university's wellness center had students playing with Play-Doh and coloring in coloring books as a distraction. What will these students do when they lose a job or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or at this rate even lose their keys?
Loss and perseverance are part of life. Sheltering these students will only set them up for failure. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you, 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAF,
we'll be joined by legal analyst Joe DeGeneva.
Plus, what did the Redskins do right yesterday? Well, just enough to get the win over the Vikings. Trevor Maddich will give us the post-game analysis. That's all coming up right here on Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.